Energy development is always a hot topic at the State House, but this year it was oddly quiet. Part of it was due to timing. Lawmakers spent the first half of the session waiting for Governor John Hickenlooper's task force to make its recommendations before introducing bills. And then there was the split legislative control.
I think there was a pretty strong recognition that any kind of bill that would have been introduced in the House and had it passed the House, it probably would not have got through the Senate.
That's Democratic Representative Mike Foote of Lafayette.
The oil and gas industry has a lot of strong friends in the Senate.
While the issue doesn't fall entirely along party lines, Republicans did pick up a one-seat majority in that chamber following last November's election, and Democrats maintained a small majority in the House. The task force was created to avoid a fight at the ballot box, but Foote says his constituents expected lawmakers to do more.
I don't think there was a lot of satisfaction with the task force recommendations. They recommended a few things that were pretty minor. The task force did not get to the heart of the matter, which is the increased local control.
The task force did offer up one proposal that would get local governments more involved in developing large drill sites, but it stopped short of allowing cities and counties to adopt stricter rules than the current state standards or banning development altogether. The governor says it's an ongoing process.
Each year we pass more things, and we're always trying to find ways of arriving at cleaner air and cleaner water and spending less money in doing so. And if you were to talk to Noble and Anadarko and go out, and you know, they're very concerned, they're willing to invest the money.
And so were state lawmakers to some degree. They approved more money for additional oil and gas inspectors and enforcement staff and more money to study the health impacts associated with oil and gas drilling. Hickenlooper says the broader discussion among companies has also shifted.
Really, for the first time, we saw the industry stepping up and saying, all right, we respect property rights, but we recognize we've got to, when we're operating close to where people live, we need to be operating under a different set of standards.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Association agrees that companies have made a lot of strides. Doug Flanders is a spokesman.
I think what we finally saw this last session at the culmination of a lot of about 4 years of just doing the unsexy work, talking, negotiating, working with so many stakeholders to where we can truly begin to separate those concerned citizens that we need to have a conversation with those activists who just want to ban oil and gas.
The Oil and Gas Association is also putting more money into public outreach and recently launched a monthly podcast to try and communicate with new groups of people. Flanders says the goal is to shed light on the regular people working within the energy industry.
People like to look at the, you know, think about, you know, big oil, that we're some, you know, monolith, and that we all, the oil companies, and they all think alike. But in reality, I mean, 110,000 jobs are supported.
Despite a quieter legislative session on the policy front, the underlying issues of local control and drilling aren't going away anytime soon. Stan Dempsey is the head of the Colorado Petroleum Association. He says he thinks there will definitely be a version of a fracking ban going before voters in 2016.
Whether or not there's a well-funded ballot initiative affecting fracking, there's going to be a not-so-well-funded ballot initiative by the community rights folks. The question is, will Tom Steyer step in? Will Jared Polis step in?
Big Democratic donors like environmentalist billionaire Steyer and Congressman Polis, who was funding a ballot push last year, could help pay for an initiative in 2016. But it is a presidential election year, and Colorado will also have a U.S. Senate seat in play. Dempsey says that makes the calculation more difficult for Democrats.
I think, you know, if the likely Democratic nominee is Hillary Clinton, I think she's made positive statements about oil and gas production. It may not be the issue that they want to focus on. There's lots of other issues affecting the United States.
It would also divide Democrats within the state, since Governor John Hickenlooper is strongly opposed to any ballot initiatives to restrict energy development. But for many local residents along the Front Range, neither the industry nor the state are doing enough to address truck traffic, noise, health impacts, and proximity to homes and schools. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.